They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It may be the brain's tendency to see order in chaos, but some detect movement today in Washington's budget and debt impasse.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Investors this morning are glomming on to talk that Congress might be able to get behind a short-term delay in the impending collision with the limit on federal borrowing. This would be like getting an extension on a term paper. The work would still have to be done, but not by the current deadline, October 17th. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is on Capitol Hill this morning, warning about what he sees as the widespread consequences of a default. Some Republicans are suggesting one way to mute the impact is to prioritize what the government pays, the way that you might pay the heating bill before a gym membership during a tough month for the household budget. The Treasury Secretary thinks that makes no sense.
Certain members of the House and Senate also believe that it's possible to protect our economy by simply paying only the interest on our debts while stopping or delaying payments on a number of our other legal commitments. How can the United States choose whether to send Social Security checks to seniors or pay benefits to veterans? How can the United States choose whether to provide children with food assistance or meet our obligations to Medicare providers? The United States should not be put in a position of making such perilous choices for our economy and our citizens. There is no way of knowing the irrevocable damage such an approach would have on our economy and financial markets.
Diane Swonk is away, and let's check in with Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. Good to hear your voice, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So this idea of prioritizing somehow in the face of the collision with the debt ceiling that the Treasury Secretary doesn't seem to like there, it wouldn't be pretty, but would prioritizing be better than default, do you think?
Well, it would, and I'm sort of surprised that Jack Yu is not embracing that view better. I really think that the Secretary of the Treasury should be able to prioritize. That said, I also believe this will be a short-term fix, another way to kick the can down the road. We really need to find a comprehensive agreement between the two parties in Washington, D.C. We cannot just go for temporary fixes.
And no one is talking about a comprehensive approach. There is some suggestion this morning that many in financial markets are embracing of somehow delaying maybe for a couple of weeks the problem with the debt ceiling.
Again, that is not going to be the solution. I think that there is a lot of uncertainty surrounding this economy. Businesses are reluctant to hire, are reluctant to spend money. Households do not know how to invest their savings. We really need to find some clarity going forward. Short-term fixes will not do it.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist, Mesirow Financial in Chicago, thank you for this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Inevitably, there will be the orgy of consumption, but first, the holiday hiring. In the last few weeks, Amazon said it would hire 70,000 workers, Walmart 55,000. And there's another trend at play here. Even as seasonals are hired, there will be more full-timers on the sales floor, as Dan Weissman reports from Chicago.
If you're a grown-up, the sign on the door at Building Blocks Toys is right at eye level. If you love putting smiles on people's faces, it says, then come on in, introduce yourself. They're hiring. Inside, owner Catherine McHenry says she's looking for permanent staff. She's got 7. She'd like to go up to 10 if she can find the right people. She needs folks who are ready to go when Grandma comes in and describes the kid she's shopping for.
He's such a rambunctious and active kid. You know, what could I get him? Now he's got a little sister.
McHenry's emphasis on dedicated staff puts her in the retailer's sweet spot. That's the view of Allison Kenny Paul. She runs the retail practice for consulting giant Deloitte.
For brick and mortar, having more folks that are well-informed in the store to help the consumer is really where the battle is pitched.
The big guys are looking at the same strategy. Walmart will hire fewer seasonal workers this year than last. Instead, they're moving thousands of temps into permanent positions, bumping part-timers to full-time, and that means more experienced hands on the sales floor. Paul says when the big players do make their seasonal hires, they're going to load up on back-end staff. At distribution centers, they've got needs that didn't apply in the old days.
Like shipping overnight or shipping to store when someone has bought online.
Call centers need more folks, too, helping customers who are, say,
stuck online and they're not sure how to finish the sale.
Turn them around.
Back at Building Blocks Toys, the merchandise itself seems to handle the closing. 2-year-old Noah Giangreco sends wooden trains slamming down ramps on the store's train table. His mom, Angeline, brought him here to draw a design the store will have printed on a plate. Now, it's time to pay for the plate and go. That's the hard part for Giangreco.
You want to go, you want to bring this up to the front?
No.
That's what I thought. It's going to be hard getting you to leave, huh?
To get him out of there, she ends up bribing him with a wooden train to take home. Score one for bricks, mortar, and trying before you buy. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
And the number 4 cell phone carrier is starting trouble again. Last night, T-Mobile surprised the industry with a plan that'll make it a lot cheaper to use smartphones when traveling to foreign countries. All-you-can-eat data and text and flat-rate voice phone calls to more than 100 countries. I spoke with T-Mobile CEO John Ledger about this, where he also used some choice words to describe his competition. And he responds to a complaint that some T-Mobile ads play fast and loose with the truth. You can go to marketplace.org for that interview. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.